From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that New York's Office of Cannabis Management is trying to get the stumbling rollout of legal cannabis sales fixed. Cannabis has been legal in New York for more than a year, but there are few places to buy it. More than 200 growers are sitting on roughly 300,000 pounds of cannabis they can't sell. Currently, the Office of Cannabis Management lists only 13 stores open in the state, most in New York City. Stores in Binghamton, Ithaca, Albany, and Rensselaer are the only available locally. Governor Kathy Hochul and other state cannabis officials had predicted 100 stores would be open by this summer. The Office of Cannabis Management and industry stakeholders are discussing several proposals to get more stores open and more sales happening in the state. One proposal discussed, for instance, would allow growers to sell last year's crop at concert venues, fairs, farmers markets, and other events, perhaps through retail licensees who do not have stores open yet. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that after 15 years, Town of Hunter Republican Committee Chair Gina Guarino has resigned effective September 30th. Guarino said, and I quote, "We slowly change the face of our village and town by carefully and judiciously seeking out candidates who have since been elected and enhanced our community towards a brighter future. I could not be any prouder of the roads we have carved and the advancements we have made. We left an incredible mark on our town for its future. A chair would not ask for more, and so I do not," end quote. Guarino picked Hunter Town Councilperson Dolph Semenza to run the Republican caucus on June 1st. Sean Mahoney was nominated for re-election as town supervisor, and incumbent Republican Raymond Legg and incumbent Democrat David Kuchel were nominated to run for re-election on the town boards. Interim Highway Superintendent Bob Blaine was nominated for re-election in the November election. The story does not say who will take over Guarino's role as Hunter's Republican chair. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that Peckham Industries, with a Hudson River terminal in Athens, has bought ETETS and Sons of Middletown for an undisclosed amount as the company expands into the southern Hudson Valley. Tets is the leading aggregate ready-mix concrete and hot-mix asphalt producer in Orange County, while Peckham does similar work in New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Peckham employs 1,200 people at more than 30 facilities and is adding 130 more employees with this purchase. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.